This man spreads hate against Russians across the city of Tbilisi. But as fast as he can graffiti, the city paints over it with equal speed. He wants all the Russians out of Georgia and Russia out of Ukraine. The war between Russia and Georgia 14 years ago still stirs strong feelings, and similarities between that and the war in Ukraine are common here.
We wrote here Putin Hulo, here that Russia is an occupying terrorist state, and on this wall, this is our message to the citizens of Russia that Russians, you are not home here.
He is part of a collective of activists who are becoming increasingly vocal and angry over the influx of tens of thousands of Russians who have arrived since President Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization of men to fight in Ukraine.
Nick represents the more extreme, almost xenophobic end of anti-Russian sentiment. However, you don't have to travel very far to find people who are equally concerned. They're worried about rising rents in their neighborhoods. They're also worried about those same neighborhoods being swamped.
Vakhtang is a digital artist who reversions traditional Georgian historical figures into futuristic digital art. He's also concerned that local people could be squeezed out.
I think that in every country we should have tourism, but now there are more Russian tourists than normal. They aren't provoking us, and that's fine, but when they do, it becomes an issue. 50% of Russians seem okay. Most of them I don't like.
Russians in Tbilisi are also feeling the change in attitude.
Some of the young people have an aggressive attitude. They say, why are you coming here? I think people under 25 mainly, but pensioners also say we are making prices go up, and they say Putin will make us join Russia.
One of the first things many people do when reaching a new place is get a local phone number. And outside the phone shop, these Russians are sharing their knowledge of where to live and the basics of moving to a new place. But with official statistics of around 9,000 people arriving every day, the tide of sentiment against them seems to be rising as quickly as the numbers crossing the border. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, Tbilisi.